Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincolnland Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.69, up 7 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.80.5, up 5 on the open. September, 3.93.5, up 5. December, 4.11.5, up 6.25. March, 4.25.5, up 4 on the open. May corn opened at 2.29, up 2 on the open. July, 2.38.5, up 1.5. September, 2.49.5, up 1.5. December, 2.63.25, up 2. March, 2.73.75, up 2 on the open. July oats opened at 1.88.25, up 1.5 on the open. May beans opened at 5.98, up 12 on the open. July, 6.11, up 11.5. August, 6.15.5, up 10. September, 6.17, up 8.5. November, 6.30, up 12.25. January, 6.34.5, up 9. March, 6.42, up 10.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 179.50, up $3 on the open. July, 180, up 280. May soybean oil opened at 25, up 47 on the open. July, 25.38, up 46. At the Merck, May feeders opened at 195, up 15 on the open. August, 104.10, down 5. September, 103.10, down 55. October, 102.70, down 20 on the open. June live cattle opened at 75.40, unchanged on the open. August, 76.95, down 7.5. May lean hogs opened at 67.40, up 52.5 on the open. June, 67.20, up 55. July at 67.40, up 32.5. August, 66.40, up 15 on the open. And May bellies opened at 83.50, down 160 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, I look at the outside markets this morning, Wayne, and gold is just a rocket. It's up at the moment to $18.60 in the June contract. New contract high, $698.50 this morning. Is this impacting the soybean market at all, though?
Just a little bit, Dave, like immensely. Yeah, the outside markets are definitely pulling on us here. You can hear some people try to tell you that the planting progress wasn't where it was supposed, where it was expected to be. At the speed that we plant stuff today, I don't think the 3 to 5% difference in what they were looking at was enough to even hardly get shook about. I think that some of the talk though that China inquiring about U.S. beans for June and July shipment from the U.S. That is a little bit positive. The Brazil currency issues are a little bit positive, and the farmer protests in Mato Grosso do Sul and some of the elevators down there supposedly running out of beans. But just because they don't ship them now, those beans don't just go away. They're not dumping them and everything like that. So still the world supply is big.
Well, how long do you expect that mess down in South America to last? It's going into its third week of farmers blocking roads.
I don't know. You know, they're quite a inspired group down there, and they're a little more, radical than the American farmer. We haven't ever seen anything like that or haven't seen it for a long time. As far as that, clear back to the NFO days where they would have a few things that way, but never quite this successful. So we don't know, but, along the way, they will someday sell those beans.
Looking at the current tick, we see July beans now 609. even, up 9.5. The Noves, 627.5, up 9.75. Been as high today as 630. Are we looking at filling an upside objective around 635? That would show on the charts. I can hardly believe that.
You know, I had one customer call this morning, and we did put some orders up around that chart point like that. And he says, well, do you think we even got a chance of getting there today? And I says, with gold acting the way it does, it could be very possible. So as unrealistic as it seems with what does look like, pretty good weather, rain on some of the beans that are planted, some opportunities to plant quite a few more today, and the stocks that we have, we're just quite surprised, but the outside markets are really driving this day.
Turn our attention to the corn market, where we see July now 238.75, up 1.75. The D's at 263.25, up 2. We gapped lower yesterday in the July chart, but filled it right away this morning. What does that imply?
Well, it tells us there is, we've got a lot of pent-up demand with the ethanol possibilities, with crude oil backup that inspires that, along with the idea that, maybe there's talk. We're talking that weather, because of the tightness of the situation and the extreme demand, that we're maybe in a lateral plate here where we can hold some base and build back some weather premium in here, Dave. I think that overnight, of course, we did have South Korea that did buy some corn overnight. And, of course, that is a little bit that way. And, of course, Friday we're looking at the anticipation of the big the USDA report with the corn usage probably being quite large in that report that we're going to see on Friday.
Also, you look at that Friday report, and you got to think that the near-record pace that we are seeing for the planting might mean that USDA might do something with the trend line yield, what you're under and over, that they might use 150 as their starting point.
I would think that with the rate that we planted, the way it's went in, and the soil moisture that's been replenished, if they would be logical, we would have to be sticking somewhat close to trend line yields on this report, Dave.
And 150 would be a little higher than trend line yields is what I'm implying.
Yes. And I was just trying to say that maybe, pulling back all of it in there, that would be logical to me. I'm not sure the government will stretch it that far.
Let's turn our attention to the wheat market. Kansas City, the May contract now, 463, up 5.25. You look at the July, it's 467, up 5. You look at that chart over in Kansas City, and you got to wonder if we're making a run at 471.5. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be.
We looked at the crop ratings last night, Dave, another decrease in crop ratings, continued talk about abandoned acres. If there's less than fuel costs to of wheat out in the field, to abandon the field in some of these areas, which, of course, brings down the number of bushels again. All these things considered, what I'm looking at, not understanding, is why I'm seeing July Kansas City up 4.5 and Chicago July up 4.25. I understand why the hard red wheat should gain on their on the problems we've had growing it, on the number of bushels we're going to have, but the soft red wheat just isn't under that kind of pressure, and pretty good yields looking to possibly come along there.
Yeah, there's no reason for those fundamentals to show prices quite that high, and we are just hearing that they're dragging along with it, but there's no really sense to it, is there?
Not that I can rationalize.
What are you seeing over on the Merck?
The Mercantile Exchange, of course, yesterday we saw a lot of index buying. Seems to not be there, a little bit of profit taking the cattle today. No cash cattle movement of anything to speak of today. But we are seeing some continued buying by some of the locals and some of the funds here early in the hogs, Dave, and their discount to cash there helping us out a little bit there.
Recommendations for producers today?
I think as we push some of the levels here back, possibly the beans, if you haven't sold any beans yet, we're going to be making some sales up around the 635 level.
Yeah, 635. Thanks very much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Looking at the current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 463 up 5 1/4. May wheat at the Board of Trade, 370 up 6 1/2. July, 379 1/2 up 4. May corn, 229 up 2. July, 238 1/2 up 1 1/2. September, 249 3/4 up 1 3/4. December, 263 up 1 3/4. May beans, 596 up 10. July, 608 1/2 up 9. August, 614 up 9. November, 627 up 9 1/4. May soybean meal, 180.20 up 370. May soybean oil, 24.86 up 33. At the Merck, May feeders, 160 down 20. In the live cattle, June, 75.47 1/2 up 7 1/2. May lean hogs, 67.40 up 52 1/2. And a quick look at those outside markets, going back to that gold contract, now up 18.10 in the June at 698. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.